Here's the national anthem. This is.
I'm Paul Tyler, and this is Indiana Hoedown, a program of traditional music from the Hoosier State, and today we'll take a look at some of the newer members of the tradition, that is, two stringed instruments, the mandolin and the guitar, which have been taken up by Hoosier musicians and used for all sorts of music, from pop to parlor and from blues to bluegrass. It might be surprising to some people to think of the mandolin and the guitar as newcomers to American traditional music, but I want to fill you in on the history so you know what I mean. The fiddle has long been the primary folk instrument in at least the Anglo-American tradition. It probably came along with the first settlers from Europe. And the flute and the dulcimer, or that is the hammer dulcimer, were very popular 100 years ago and more. They can still be heard today, but they're not nearly as widespread as they were in earlier days. At the end of the 19th century, the banjo was king. There was music for classical banjo, and in the cities you could hear large banjo orchestras. In the rural areas, the popularity of the banjo was helped by its appearance in minstrel shows. It has been said that the banjo is the only truly American instrument. The great variety of banjo styles and music will be explored in a future Indiana Hoedown. But as the banjo craze was dying out at the end of the century, the mandolin was coming into its own, and the mandolin remained popular through the ragtime era into the 1920s. Mandolin orchestras were formed by the makers, especially the Gibson Company. Those orchestras played light classical and pop pieces written out in four parts for mandolin, mandola, mandocello, and mando bass. The music was fairly easy to play where banjo music had been more difficult. And since the mandolin family of instruments was tuned like the violin family, music could be more easily found for the mandolin orchestra. The mandolin craze died out in the 1920s, but a few orchestras hung on, adding guitars and tenor guitars in their later years. There was such a group in Fort Wayne until at least the 1940s, and I do know of a mandolin orchestra that's still playing today in Detroit. They're sponsored by the Finnish Cultural Center in that city. But to give you an idea of how the music played by mandolin orchestras sound, I want to play for you now some homemade records made in 1959 of Homer Lovell of Winchester, Indiana. Homer played by ear, which to my way of thinking makes him more a true folk musician than the mandolin orchestra musicians who relied on printed music. Homer's music is in many ways similar to what those orchestras played. You'll hear a waltz called the Dreamboat Waltz, an old fiddle tune, then another waltz, one which Homer calls the Waltz of Uncle Riley's, and then a pop song, Margie, which was written by J. Russell Robinson of Indianapolis.
Homer Lovell and his mandolin in a medley of waltzes and the Irish wash woman. Thank you.
has some old mandolin music from Homer Lovell of Winchester, but I wanted to turn now to a little bit more modern-sounding music on the mandolin, some Tin Pan Alley, some swing, some pop, played by Julian Kramer of Martinsville. Julian played in a band called the Three Musketeers with Griff Burkett and Paul Bundy. Both of them are gone now, and Julian's in his 70s, but he's still playing the old songs they used to do. I was told that you have to hear Julian in the morning to really hear him at his best, and it was in the evening when I was at his house to make these recordings. Well, if he sounded that good late at night, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in the AM when he really plays well. Julian prefers ragtime, and he's been featured on another Indiana hoedown, Ragtime in Indiana. So I'll turn now to some of the other parts of his repertory, some pop and swing and Tin Pan Alley pieces. We'll start off with When You and I Were Young Maggie. On this one, Julian is playing a duet with himself. We put one microphone on a cassette player on which he'd recorded the first part, and a second mic was on his mandolin for the other part.
One old Hoagie Carmichael's, you know. Sweet Georgie Brown. Here's one I played on a ute. Well, there once was a girl I knew by the name of Sue. She was chief engineer in a shirt tail factory down by the riverside dude. A form was all she had. She had a face like a soft shell crab. Every evening she would tussle with a patent leather bustle. Oh boy, was she bad. I learned to play that on a ute. And then I bought a cheap mandolin over there and said, "Mister, do you mind if I see that thing for just handle that thing just a minute?" And the first tune I learned, here's what he played, Honolulu Hula Girl, and got me started on a mandolin. Then I bought a Gibson mandolin from Sparks, Troy and Fred and Troy Sparks. That's the one I carried through the service in the Coast Guard, you know, and I broke it over an officer's head when I got discharged, you know. Smash the damn thing. the Hula Girl.
And what's the name of the guy? Who
Griff Bergen.
Is that someone here in Martinsville?
Yeah, he lived, he was raised right up here on the Pungan Vine Hill, you know, right across the river. Mm-hmm. And his boy, I tried to get his boy to come in here and play tonight. He plays all kinds of Portuguese music, and we make tapes and send to Portugal, and they send their tapes back to us, you know.
Huh.
And they can write better than we can.
Huh.
And speak good English, you know. They like this.
Yes, sir, that's my baby, or the Charleston. Julian, like Homer Lovell, is essentially an ear player. But he can read a bit of music. He does it this way. He knows the notes on the mandolin, and with some effort he can figure out what the notes on a piece of printed music are. So he writes the names of the notes above those notes on the paper, and then he transfers that to the mandolin. But then to pick up the rhythm of a piece of music, he has to have someone play that for him. And I think the fellas in his band, Paul Bundy or Griff Burkett, were the ones who would play a piece for him, give him the rhythm. I don't know if they were ear players or note players either, but at least they had the pieces in their head. One of them did, and helped the others to learn it. Julian said that Griff Burkett was the best guitar player that he ever played with, that nobody could follow a mandolin player like Griff Burkett could. And I guess Julian picked up a little bit of guitar playing from Griff. So now we'll turn to Julian's guitar playing, I Don't Have Nobody, and The Doll Dance.
Is that guitar in tune?
Oh, I don't know. That might be.
Let's
pretty
see.
Close.
I can play one on that thing. Play the one that Marie Antoinette played, didn't she?
Guitar. Do another one.
The guitar, like the mandolin, came to this country from Europe. The mandolin was developed in Italy, and the guitar, well, I'm not sure exactly where it was developed, but I do know it has ties with Spain, and some of the first guitar makers, I believe, were in Germany, though they were frowned on by the violin makers as kind of upstarts. There was, of course, much music written for classical guitar, and Vivaldi wrote several concertos for mandolin and orchestra. Now, these two instruments caught on as well with the untrained musicians, the folk or traditional musicians, both in Europe and in America. As I said earlier, there was a mandolin craze in the early part of this century. A comparable craze for the guitar did not come until the 1950s and 60s, when everybody wanted to be a hootenanny folk singer or a rock and roll star. But the guitar had made its appearance in this country much earlier. It became available to country and blues musicians in the teens and 20s through the mail order catalogs from places like Sears and Roebuck. And before that, the guitar was a parlor instrument for well-bred young ladies to play to entertain their suitors in the parlor. Some of this parlor music of the 19th century has become part of the folk tradition, the most common being the Spanish fandango. And I want you to hear that piece right now, played by Homer Lovell's Aunt Mandy. Homer will follow that with a guitar solo, Silver Bells, a pop song that was later adopted by fiddlers and square dance musicians.
Aunt Mandy, can you play that old piece when I was a little boy, the horse race, I think he called it.
Yes, I can, but I like the Spanish fandango better. I believe I can do better on that.
All right, we'll make that one for Everett's birthday.
Okay.
Thank you.